Yeah, it's a newly constructed frame where they put the sun hieroglyph in it. They're giving each other signals, you know. There it is. Another hitchhiker that didn't make it. The all-seeing eye. This is the pupil there in the middle. And a bit long, you know, at the end, just like the pharaohs, you know, with the mascara, you know, with some black tulipans. Wasn't there sort of a Freemason lodge with the, called the Black Tulip or something? So just at the at Ground Zero, put it everywhere. There's a logo, you know, with a pyramid on top of it here in Altkirch. Six of them. Here's nine, maybe the nine sisters of Isis. So it's everywhere. So I'm gonna do some hitchhiking here. You know, sandals in my hands. And just walk through the mud. It's great, I tell you, it's great. I hope you can see it. I can't look at the LCD anymore like this. I hope I don't slip. Oh, it's nice and warm, you know, it's like, just like the frogs. I'm in froggy country. I feel the energy being sucked up by my feet, you know. It's better than shiatsu or acupressure, whatever you call it. Walking in the mud. There's another one. Nice and greasy. Still, I've got two backpacks, one at the front, one at the back. There was a lot of heavy rain yesterday. This in German, it's called Raps. I don't know what the name is in English, you know. And they even make petrol out of it, you know. You can, in Germany, you can buy it at the petrol station. Rapsöl. You know, it's for your car, like petrol, gasoline. What a yellow carpet, eh? Nice. So if you do a walkabout, you know, like the Abos, like the Aborigines, it takes 3 days, you know, to, you know, me too. You know, I'm sitting inside all the time. I know it takes 3 days, you know, I don't, you know, I'm tired, everything is hurting, I'm not used to it, getting older. But after 3 days, I'm fine. It could go on forever. You know? 3 days max. If you got your gear right, I almost stepped on it. And then I saw the all-seeing eye. You know, I'm so trained on the all-seeing eye. There it is. Nice. I mean, people talk a lot, you know, about God, you know, and it's here, you know, nature, sleeping rough, you know, that's divine, it's all here, and don't circumcise yourself, you know, stay intact, you know, circumcision is like Monsanto, you know, like taking over nature, it's against the, against God's conception, if you do believe in God. I don't really. I have no idea. I never felt something like God. I don't say it doesn't. It's not there, you know, but if it is there, you know, then it's here, you know. I never felt anything like a context. You know, I can't say it, you know. I just don't know. But if somebody is happy with it, you know. But don't circumcise yourself, you know, because that's an alliance with evil. It doesn't mean all people are circumcised as they are bad, not at all. The pharaohs only circumcised the people, they only left slaves, they didn't do it on themselves. The Jews, like, they were 400 years slaves with them, that's why they circumcised. They are a product of the Horus Matrix. But then, you know, like religion or the God thing, you know, took over, you know, too violently, and they didn't obey the king anymore. They said, no, well, my king is God, you know, or Yahweh or whatever, you know, just like the Arabs. So they couldn't control them anymore, you know, and getting too patriarchal as well. So these Sisters of Isis, you know, to get rid of them, you know. Their own idea got too dominant and too strong, you know. So again, the first will be the last, you know. They make an idea, you know, to control people with a religion and a church and a circumcision. You know, and finally, you know, it doesn't work anyway, you know. See what I'm getting at? Okay. My bio butterfly. I'm not going to step on you. Wouldn't do that. Hi there. So I'm going to see the dentist. I have to be there tomorrow morning, so I want to be there this evening in Strasbourg. So I hope it will work out, and I hope it can still be fixed. So yesterday the pain was killing me. It was going to my eyes, into my ear, everywhere. A headache. And I was chewing, you know, garlic the whole day. I had garlic on every side of my teeth. You know, I opened it, I split it, and put like a garlic sandwich. You know, only garlic, but you know, it looked like a little sandwich. You know, a slice of garlic on all sides of my teeth. And that's quite powerful. Of course, I tried clove as well. Already before, you know, I already tried it before the advice of, you know, some of you good people give me some nice advice, you know, but I did try it with the avocado stone. I boiled it, but it didn't work. I think garlic is really powerful, you know, keeping in your mouth. It really hurts. And maybe I bought the, I got some clove oil, but I never tried it. But I tried clove. It works a little bit, but garlic really, you know, it's like an anesthetic. You know, it really did do the job, you know. So I had it inside the whole day, yesterday. At least I could sleep. So I bloody hope it will work tomorrow, you know, it will. So, garlic, it kills the pain, yeah. All the way from here, barefoot, for about an hour. And so now I'm going to enter the forest here. So I'd rather put on my sandals. And this is in France, so next to the Swiss border. I don't know, like 20 k's away maybe, bird's line, bird's view, and this is full of bunkers of the First World War. Maybe the lines were going to Basel, I don't know, so this is not very far from Basel. It's a nice forest, nobody ever comes in here, I think, you know. So I put on my sandals. Because it's a bit more complicated in the forest, you know, it's all branches, of course, branches falling off. And, my extraterrestrial feet, my alien feet, you know, they are not adapted to this planet. As I told you before, so. I have a feeling this ditch is not natural, you know, a river would make a bend, you know, naturally, but not a ditch. A ditch, you know, like farmers make them straight, you know. So I think these were the trenches, and they just let the trees grow over it, you know. So I'm pretty sure these are trenches. Were trenches. And of course, in those days, there were no trees at all. Yet. I got stuck there in the high grass, was even higher, so I'm full of ticks now. And they carry a lot of dangerous diseases here. So I'm pretty sure these were the trenches here, but of course, water found its way and made it larger and deeper. Sometimes a bit like this. So I tried to cross it here, take off my shoes, and take another way. This is not good. French police doing some stopping somebody, probably some Arabs in it. It's good to have some zoom, you know. Probably waiting for the customers, you know, to search the car, come with the dogs, you know. So I just got in Strasbourg, see the dentist tomorrow. So I got in Strasbourg. So tomorrow I'll go and see the dentist. I hope it will work out. Oh, yeah, in Strasbourg, I don't know, a lot of cages here all over. And this here is, of course, this is the Horus Matrix, no doubt. There's a lion, Isis, so that means Isis, the sisters of Isis, they tamed the lion, or the lion in man. And that's why there's the baby, little Horus, you know, he's just going to be a garden gnome obeying to Isis. And this is why at Omaha Beach on 666, all these people had to die. Now, before men were like lions, you know. Now they are, they just say, yes, Mr. President, no, Mrs. President, you know. So, well, it's all over, you know. This thing is endless. It's like from a Sylvester Stallone movie, like Rambo, you know, like some Russian cages, I don't know. Some sort of a castle. Oh, this is still Strasbourg. There was a tunnel in there. I don't know what it is. The old Alsatian houses. So today is May 8th. It's the end of the Second World War, 70 years ago. So it's a holiday here in France. In Switzerland, it's not a holiday because it was a sad thing. The Second World War ended because they had to stop making money, lots of money. So this is all fresh. I wanted to be here today, but I'm a couple of hours late. You can see the hypocrisy, the four pillars, you know, the four elements of a pyramid. There you have it. Even the tree is like an obelisk here. Oh, there it is. Two French tanks. Panhard. They made cars too before. The French always have funny systems, you know. This is light, fast, probably goes over everything, like, you know. So they got the wheels here, you know, to go fast on the, well, you know, when the terrain is okay. And then they can lower these ones here, you know, to be like a tank and go through the mud. Interesting. The French always have, like, interesting solutions. Now that's me. stupid wars, eh? So they have the flags out all over, otherwise you wouldn't, well, maybe only here, but the flags all over. And there's another char, another tank. So here it says Altkirch. This is where I am. Yeah. And there's a monument for the Alsatians who were in the German army and died. Because these are Swiss, you know, Alsace is actually Swiss, you know. So when things were going okay, you know, they murdered people in the East in Russia. You see the German uniform, you know, in France. And, well, they managed to, you know, to make people think, you know, they were really forced into the German army. But, you know, okay, they were forced, but they could have refused a little bit more. You know. This is organization Tambov. That's probably in Russia where they went into a into a camp, a Russian camp, you know. So now they, oh, nice sandals. I've got sandals like that. Wow, look at my sandals here. Looks similar. So, yeah, interesting tank. Still an interesting, you know, mechanism even today, you know. So stupid wars, eh? So there was a ceremony here and I missed it. You know, with the hitchhiking and everything, you know, it's not that easy. And interesting system. Probably gets lowered. I've seen the same thing with trucks, you know, with lorries. Yeah, well, I didn't want to go to Strasbourg to a ceremony, maybe because it's too big. I should have. So I wanted to go here, you know, a bit smaller, you know, but I missed it. Why do you think they put Nobilis there? Right? It's always, you know, connected with death. That's the whole thing here. Stupid war, stupid humanity, you know. Stop killing each other. We have to get rid of Switzerland, the base of all evil, where the money is, and the Swiss banks and their Templars, you know. And the enemy within. That we might stop all these wars. We need a good war against the enemy within. Oh, no, not kill each other because we speak a different language, have another uniform. Well, this is insane, isn't it? This is what I got, you know, the combatants, you know, l'ancien combattant. They even have a magazine. Somebody gave that to me for the old, you know, and they get a medal. He was 5 years in Algeria. He got a couple of medals too. You know what he told me? He had to pay for the medals. It's all calculated. Pay for the medals, you know? Some junk metal. Shit. So this is the French flag. Red, white and blue. Red and white, just like Switzerland, for the two red and white house of ancient Egypt, and then blue for the blue crown of war. This is a war-faring nation. And Switzerland is like their neutral place. The Père Hêtre is the white house in the middle. Upper Egypt and the red house of the Père Tasser. Just like the USA, Britain, three colors of Pharaoh. And then, you know, if you wage war for them, this will happen to you. You'll die, and they fill up their pockets. how you'll end it. Fight war for them. You know, German uniform. And you're not so strong anymore. You know. In other words, blue is the war and red and white is the Swiss bank, you know, where they keep the money. So you'll die, that's blue, the blue for the tears, and they get filthy rich, red and white. And they make a nice Hollywood film of it for the next generations. How good war is, you know, and how good it is to be a hero and see something of the world. And then the other side is full of pharaonic symbols here. Three rings here, Isis, Horus and Seth, balls for the world domination. Oh, there too. I don't know what kind of a statue that is. So, well, let's get another kebab. Kebab my way around, you know. I know a Kurdish kebab place here. Already fed me twice. I don't even have to ask anyone. I come inside, you know, and say hello, how you doing? I don't like it what they're doing with the Kurdish people, which of course I don't like. They're bad, you know. They're nice people. And wow. Then hop. Before I know it, I got a kebab in front of my nose, and I can eat it even inside there. Nice people. So let's see if it works. I have to put on the other camera. So I just kebab my way around, sitting here next to the octagon and the obelisk. What's this? So. I've been knowing these Kurds here for some time now, and really good people, you know. I don't have to ask anything. When I come there, it's like, you know, they don't even ask if you're hungry. They just come with the food, you know, and I had meat, you know, the kebab meat and chips, you know, French fries, bread. There was another Kurdish guy when I talked about the peshmerga. That's the Kurdish warrior. He came immediately, like, what do you want to drink, you know? So I drank some like fermented milk, like buttermilk sort of thing. And then the old lady, the old mother, she came with tea, a real sweet lady. And then the daughter, I was always talking to her. So, well, I thought of you a couple of days. Well, you know, like, what are you doing? Are you still around? And they say, well, you take some bread with you and you can come back when you want, you know. There's so many immigrants, you know, who forgot where they come from, you know, like a lot of Africans, you know, and, you know, the misery they came from. But these Kurds, you know, they don't forget, you know. Real hospitable. What's that, a castle or a monastery? Where is it? Oh, there it is. Monastery. An obelisk and a monastery. Oh, this is the priest of Amun. So, I mean, why did they put a monastery on it, you know? This is what I've been telling you, you know? It's all from Egypt. It's an obelisk. They put it on an obelisk. They know it. You know. Pharaohs, the priests of Amun, Octagon, me, the kebab. So, you know, it's really heartwarming as well. It didn't just fill my stomach, but it's so heartwarming, you know. And this is why they don't like the Kurds, you know, because these people are solidary with each other, you know. They don't let you starve in the streets or... You know, they feed you through, you know, and you can come back. They're solidary, and they don't want people to be solidary. Well, they want people to rat on their neighbors, you know, to call up the police and to... this is what they want, you know, so divide and rule. And people who listen to ISIS. And these female Kurds, they love their men, I can see that, you know. They respect their men, they don't want to play that game, eh? And, yeah, heartwarming. Thank you, good Kurds. So, from Kurdistan, I have to go back to Helvetistan now, unfortunately. Or Swissistan. Oh. Here's a petrol station. I've been hitchhiking here since last night. I just don't get away, you know. People, well, not a lot of friendly people, they're all going the other way, you know. And then somebody came and said, well, we ordered something, some things too many. Do you want to have it? Yeah. So, well, I was really happy. So, some new energy. I don't think my tooth is... it's good yet. It doesn't feel good, but well, let's see. At least I went to the dentist. But of course it's not, you know, it's for, you know, it's free dental help, you know, so it's probably not all the way the same quality, you know. So we can hear the frogs. It reminds me of how to boil a frog, you know. If you want to eat it, you know, and digest it, you put it in hot water. It jumps out, you know. But if you, this is really the way they do it, actually. If you put it in warm water, you know, like body temperature, you know, it thinks it's, the frog thinks, oh, this is nice, you know. And then you slowly boil it, you slowly make it hotter and until it boils. Then the frog stays inside because it goes slowly, slowly, slowly. And he dies and, you know, you can eat it, you know, nice flesh. Probably a bit like chicken. And this is the same way they're doing it with us, you know, slowly, slowly, slowly. So, just reminded me, you know, hearing Froggy here. This is how they do it. Oh, what a noise. Froggy country. Well, I went to the dentist and they, well, I hope it's okay now. How am I gonna sleep here?